Tonight, one of these lottery winners could get a chance to win big money.
$10,000.
$15,000.
Bigger money.
You just might win $100,000.
The biggest money.
You're going to play for $1 million.
Yeah! And they're not playing for Monopoly money.
You have to have the guts to let it go that far.
They're playing for cold, hard cash.
You roll a nine, and we're done here, and you're a millionaire.
We've flown all these lottery winners in for a luxurious Vegas vacation. Their chance to be on TV and win $1 million.
It doesn't get any better than that.
And you could be next if you buy an instant ticket from a participating retailer.
Now it gets a little more interesting.
Tonight, who will become the newest member of
the Monopoly Millionaires Club? Hello, I am Billy Yardell. Welcome to the Monopoly Millionaires Club.
Our studio audience is very excited because every single lottery winner sitting in our stage tonight can win a fortune.
Yeah.
Has been divided into five sections, and one lucky lottery winner from each section is going to play a game for a grand prize of $100,000.
Yeah. And that $100,000 will be shared with the lottery winner sitting in their section.
At the end of the show, one of those five players has a chance to go for $1 million.
It is time to find our first player. Which section are they going to be coming from? It's going to be Lee from the boot section. All right, my man, how are you?
Hi, Billy, how are you today?
Good, sir. Welcome to the Monopoly Millionaires Club. The boot section sounds fired up, my friend.
Yes, party animals back there.
Where are you from, Lee?
From Pennsylvania, just like you.
Pennsylvania boy, where in PA?
Northeast in a little town called Lake Ariel.
All right, Lake Ariel, what do you do there, Lee?
Well, I've been a volunteer firefighter, and about 8 years ago, I opened up a sports bar that is dedicated to 9/11 police, fire.
Very nicely done. All right, man. Well, let's swing you some money. You ready? We are going to play No Vacancy right this way, my friend. Strategy and some luck and nerve, you can book yourself $100,000.
Oh, yeah.
Now, anything that you win does get split 50-50 with the lottery winner sitting in the boot section. So they're going to be rooting for you.
My boots!
This is the Monopoly Hotel, okay? It has three floors. Each floor has seven rooms.
Rooms on the bottom floor worth $1,000. Rooms on the second floor worth $2,000. And the rooms on the top floor worth $3,000 each. For every room you book, that room's value will be added to your bank. And if you can book every room in the hotel and there will be no vacancies, you will win
$100,000.
Yeah.
Here are some limousines that will be dropping off guests. Each limo is carrying a different number of guests, ranging from 1 to 5. You choose a limousine, we'll see how many guests have arrived, and you'll book them into their rooms. Here's the deal. All of the guests from that limousine have to be booked in the rooms on the same floor. If you overbook a floor, you lose all of your money, okay? You ready to go?
Absolutely.
Pick your first limousine.
All right. I would like the blue limousine, Billy.
The blue limousine, how many guests are in the blue limousine? 2. All right, where would you like to book then?
Middle floor.
Middle floor, please. Add $4,000 to our bank. How about that?
Works for me.
One limo, $4,000. You're good. Bring in some more limos.
More limousine.
Which
more money.
One feels right to you?
I would like the green limousine, Billy.
Green limousine. How many guests in the green limousine? 2.
2.
All right, where do you want to put them?
I'd like to put them in the bottom.
On the bottom.
Floor.
Very smart strategy. Okay, you're leaving those fives open. That's the maximum amount of guests in the car. Good thinking. 2 more thousand in your bank. Here's some more limos. Which one feels right to you? What do you think?
Let's go with, I like the fire engine red limo.
Well, how many guests are in the fire engine red? 4. Okay, where do you want to put those guys?
I'd like to put those on the
any
top floor.
Floor.
Top
add
floor.
4 to the top floor and add $12,000 to that bank, bringing you up to $18,000. All right, my man, doing good. Still in no danger. Bring in some more limos. All right, which one looks good to you? You want to ask the section, or you? What are you doing?
Hey, guys. Yellow. I am going to go with yellow limousine.
How many guests in the yellow limousine?
Well, give me three.
Three. There you go, brother.
All right, I would like to put those guests on the top floor.
That's a good move. Fill up that top floor. $27,000.
Yes.
Bring in some more limos, please. There's a five out here, and another five in the next batch. You could be two cars away from $100,000.
Oh, yeah.
We need a five. Find me that five. Which limo's that?
I'd like to choose that sparkling silver limousine right in the
silver. Middle. Show me five.
Give me a five.
Yes.
Give me a five.
How many are in there? Oh.
That's okay. That's okay.
All right.
Let's put it
that?
In on the middle floor.
Middle floor, get the money. Middle floor.
Get the money.
$2,000 more to the bank. You're still in no danger because you still got a five spot at the bottom. Bring in those next limos. Let's find a four.
All right, I think I would like the blue limousine.
The blue limo. How many guests are in the blue limousine?
Four! Oh.
Yeah.
All right,
I think we could all agree
that that's going to go in the middle floor. Really.
Put them in the middle floor, please.
Four one.
That closes to... That now brings your bank to $37,000, and guess what, man? There is one limo out here with five guests that could send you to $100,000.
Yeah.
Right? Which limo would you like?
All right, I am going to go with the car that's the same car as my fire truck, and that would be the red limousine for five.
All right, let's hope.
Come on.
How many guests are in the red limousine? So close, but we're gonna add them to the bottom floor. Quick, now that's $4,000 more. So your bank's at $41,000. Now you can split that between you and the lottery winners in your section, or you can continue to play on. What would you like to do?
I think we're gonna have to stop there, sir.
So your bank's at $41,000. You're going to stop here. You're going to split that money with the lottery winners in the booth section. That's a great win. Stick around. You are going to have a chance to play for $1 million later at the end of this day. Right now, we're going to go to Todd Newton. He's with another lucky lottery winner right here on the Monopoly Millionaires Club.
From the Tennessee Lottery, we have Emily. You're from Dixon, Tennessee.
Yes,
just that's
sir.
How far is that outside of Nashville?
About 30, 40 miles
right.
west.
And you're a nurse there?
I am.
Well, good. All right.
Yeah.
Welcome to Las Vegas.
Thanks.
You ready to play for $10,000?
Of course.
Of course, she says. There's the cash register, and there's a $1 bill that I'm going to give you. Mm-hmm. I want you to turn that $1 into $10,000. Okay. Three keys on our cash register will add 10 to that dollar. The other three will add 20s to it. So what that boils down to is you find two keys that add 20s. $10,000, Emily.
Ooh,
Nurse
yeah.
Emily. Pick two keys. Which do you like?
E and D.
E and D. Okay. All right. Let's start with E. That was the first you chose, and it adds two
Woo!
Zeros. I
yeah.
like it. If D is worth two zeros, you've got $10,000. Good luck.
Okay.
How many zeros does the D key have? Yes! Come on, double high
yeah.
five. Double high five. Emily from Tennessee. More winning coming up after this.
Let's find our next contestant. Which section are they going to be coming from? Lori from the Battleship section. Come on down, Lori. Hi, how are you? Come on right over here for me. Stand next to me. How are you, Lori?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, where are you from?
I'm from Powell, New Jersey.
The great state of New Jersey.
Very great.
All right, and do you play Monopoly back there?
I play every week with my family. I'm a Monopoly nerd. Yes,
You're
a, I
no,
am.
There's nothing nerdy
but
about
you know
this.
What?
This is the best game in the world.
I'm so ready.
Are you ready?
So ready.
Let's play the Electric Company. All right, you are going to be playing the Electric Company, and you just might have the power to win $100,000. Anything you win does get split 50-50 with the lottery winner sitting in the Battleship section. So front of you are 10 switches. Each turns on a different number of light bulbs, from 1 all the way up to 10. Also in front of you is the Monopoly Power Grid. And as you can see, each bulb is worth a different amount of money, starting from $50 and going all the way up to $100,000. Notice one more bulb up there. You push too much voltage into the grid and light up that final red bulb, it'll cause a blackout, and then you lose all your money and your game will be over, okay? So we want to stay away from that. Laura, you ready?
I'm so ready.
All right, let's come over here and decide which switch is going to light up some bulbs. Pick a switch. Which one you like?
I think I'm going to choose number 4.
Number 4. Come on over to number 4. Put your hand on the switch. Let's light up some light bulbs, see how many that does. Throw that switch, Laurie. 1, 2, 1. Hey, $50 is $50.
That's okay. All right.
Now, no other switch on the board is going to light up one bulb, so we know that. We're going to continue on. Which switch do you think is next?
You know what? We're in Vegas. 7's a good number.
Seven. All right. Vegas 7, Laurie says. Put your hand on that switch. See how many light bulbs it lights up. Flip that switch for me, Laurie. All right. 1, 2. Apparently, you're just going to do these in order.
I'm going to go in the
order. All right. $150 in the bank. You're still in absolutely no danger.
Okay.
Pick another switch.
All right. I'm going to pick number 3.
Right over here. Hand on the switch. Let's see how many light bulbs it fires up. Flip that switch. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now, that's going to give your bank $800. No other switch is going to light up 10 light bulbs. Let's just win you some more money. Pick
another
switch.
That sounds good. I'm going to go with number 8.
Number 8. All right, lucky number 8. Laurie says number 8's lucky. Put your hand on that switch. Let's see how many light bulbs come up this time. Flip that switch. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. $25,000. Not bad.
Great.
Now it gets a little more interesting. You are 4 bulbs away from $100,000. One of these switches turns on 4 light bulbs, okay? There are 2 good switches, but there are 4 that will end your game. Now, you can either take that $25,000, split it with the lottery winner sitting in your section, or you can take a chance at $100,000. What do you want to do? It's your game. You're
in
charge here.
You know what, guys? I'm sorry. I'm going for it.
She's going for it. Big courage. All right. Well, look, you had the luck to be chosen.
Exactly. I won a lot already.
You had the luck to play here in the game. So, maybe you'll have the luck to win that $100,000.
Which
switch? I want you to win. Which one of these is going to light up 4 light bulbs?
Number 2.
All right. Come on over here. Don't push too much voltage now. We want this to be the 3 light bulb switch or the 4 light bulb switch.
All right.
Put your hand on the switch. Okay, are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Okay, flip that switch.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Took a big chance. That's okay.
Right.
Thank you. You're a wonderful contestant.
Thank you so much.
I hope you've had fun in Vegas.
Stick around.
You may have a chance to play for $1 million later in the game. Thank you so much for being here, okay?
Thank you.
Hey, we got more coming up right after this on the Monopoly Millionaires Club. We'll be right back. $41,000 winner already. I want to give away some more money. How's that sound? Let's do that. All right, so let's figure out where our next winner is coming from. Charisse from the dog section. All right, Charisse, how you doing, dear?
How you doing, Billy?
Well,
nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Charisse. Where are you from?
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yes.
So you're liking this weather?
Yeah, I'm loving it.
All right, all right. And what do you do back there in Minnesota?
Auto mechanic.
You're an auto mechanic. You stand
yes.
like a mechanic.
Yes,
like,
yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry, that's going to be 400. That's what that was. Well, good. And what are you going to do if you win a bunch of money?
My dream is to open an automotive shop and name it after my father. He's passed away now. Arnold's Place. Was
Arnold's, Arnold's Place. I love it. How about that? All right, then let's win enough money to open Arnold's Place. Let's play Advance the Boardwalk right over here, my dear. A few rolls of the die, you could win $100,000. Now, anything you win gets split 50-50 with the lottery winner sitting in the dog section. You are going to roll this die, and then you are going to advance that number of spots. As you can see, each space is worth a different amount of money, and every space you land on adds that money to your bank. The object of the game is to land exactly on Boardwalk, because if you can do that, you're going to win
$100,000.
Yes, all right. But there is a little bit of danger along the way because you can never roll the same number twice. If you do, the game is over and you lose all your money. Now, Charisse, you do have this roll again token, okay? You can use it once if you need it, but when that's gone, any roll after that could end your game, okay? You ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
It's time to get you moving towards Boardwalk at $100,000. Take that die and roll a number. Make sure you hit that back wall. Atta girl. Okay, one. So, Paige, one space, please.
One.
Let's add $1,000 to your bag. Okay.
Okay.
Karina, if you would, please take the one off the die. Now, one is no longer available to you, so we don't want to roll that one again, okay? But roll that die and make some more money, okay? Roll that die. Come on.
Big number. Six is solid.
Oh,
six, yeah.
Oh, very nice.
$7,000
added to your bank, bringing you up to $8,000. You are seven spaces away from $100,000. You still have your roll again, so you're okay. You think you can do this?
Oh, yeah, let's go.
You roll a four and a three.
Let's go.
Dog section, what do you think? Nice. Two, okay, all right. Let's add two spaces, please, Paige. One. Two, add $9,000 to that bank. That's gonna put you at $17,000. Karina, if you would take the two off the die, please. The one, the two, and the six, now out of play. I have some very exciting news for you.
Okay.
How far away are you from Boardwalk?
Five spaces.
A five, and guess what?
The five is open.
Five. That's the one right there.
That's what I want to see.
We want to do that for Arnold's Place.
Yeah,
we want
that's
to see
what I
that five.
See. Okay.
One roll of the die could bring you $100,000.
Okay.
Five seconds. Come on. Five.
Oh,
the four. Four's good. A lot more money. Four spaces, Paige. One, two, three, four. We're going to add $13,000 to your bank, bringing you to $30,000. Take the four off the die, Karina. But unfortunately, the one is already off the die.
Right.
You can't advance the Boardwalk. But you won as much as you could without hitting Boardwalk. You are going to split $30,000 with the lottery winners in the dog section. And you're going to have a chance to play for maybe $1 million later.
You.
I wish you the best.
Thank you
for being on our show. If you want a chance to come out here to Las Vegas and play on this stage and win maybe $1 million, go out and buy yourself a Monopoly Millionaires Club Scratcher. Go on, what are you waiting for?
Do you have your ticket to Vegas? Ask your local lottery retailer for a Monopoly Millionaires Club instant ticket today. It could land you here on our stage playing for $1 million.
All right, welcome back to the Monopoly Millionaires Club. Give away some more money. Let's find our next contestant. What section are they going to be coming from? It's going to be Daryl from the Wheelbarrow. Hi, Daryl. How are you? Well, wait a minute.
Judy.
Yes, I am Judy.
So Carol couldn't be here, so you're going to be playing for her,
yes,
correct?
I am proudly representing Carol.
So what do you do in your spare time when you're not trying to win $1 million?
Billy, I love to cook.
You love to cook?
I love to eat.
Well, I love to eat. All right, listen, I want you to win Carol a bunch of money, and maybe she'll reward you for doing that for her, okay? We're going to play my favorite game. Let's play Ride the Rail. All
aboard!
All right. Okay, with a little luck and guts, you will ride out of here with $100,000. Now, anything that you win gets split 50-50 with the lottery winners in the wheelbarrow section, so they are going to be rooting for you, right?
All right.
There are 10 railroad lines. Each railroad line has an engine and a certain number of cash cars ranging from 1 to 10 and a caboose. You select the railroad line. When the train starts moving, cash cars will appear one at a time. You can stop the train at any time by hitting that brake right there in front of you. And that is important because if you see the caboose before you hit the brake, you bank no money for that railroad line, okay? Each train's cash cars escalate. And the final train's cash car is worth $5,000 each, all right? Yeah. Now, if you can get the money meter all the way up to $50,000, we're gonna double that and give you how much?
$100,000!
Very nice. All right, well, what railroad are you gonna pick first?
Well, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, I like that. I'm from PA, I hope that brings you luck.
Okay.
All right, hand on the brake. First cash car is worth $1,000. Train is leaving the station. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, $5,000. All right. Now that's a great start, but we need to see how many cash cars you left out there on the rail so we know which train to eliminate. How much cash did she leave on the rails? 6,000, 7,000, 8,000.
Okay.
No other train up there is gonna have 8 cash cars attached to it, okay? All right, pick another railroad line for me.
Union.
Union Railroad, put that one in the tunnel. These cash cars are now worth $2,000. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hand on the brake, train is leaving the station. 2,000, 4,000, 6,000.
That's okay.
All right, well, that's the 3-car train, and that one's off the board.
Okay.
You're still doing okay. You still got $5,000 in the bank. The next train's cash cars are going to be worth $3,000. Which one's it gonna be?
B&O.
The B&O, all right, B&O, put them in the tunnel. All right, hands on the brake. Train is leaving the station. 3,000, 6,000. 9,000, 12,000, $15,000, okay. How many cash cars did she leave on the rail?
None!
How about that? There you go. All right. Your money meter is at $20,000. You want to get it to 50. These last train cars are going to be worth $5,000, which means you need at least 6 cash cars to win $100,000. So the 6, 7, 9, and 10, any of those trains wins you $100,000. So which line would you like to take? Wheelbarrow, which one should you choose?
Rocky Mountain, they say.
Rocky Mountain, okay, I want to remind you. You have to have the guts to let it go that far. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Train is leaving the station. 10,000. Oh, I'm sorry, Judy.
I'm sorry, too.
That's all right. You were a great contestant. You still won
$20,000.
You're going to split with the wheelbarrow section's lottery winners. And you might have a chance to play for $1 million later in our game. Great job. Hey, we're going to go see what Todd Newton's doing. He's got another lucky lottery winner with him. Check this out right here on Monopoly Millionaires Club.
Sheila is here, one of our favorite teachers from Minnesota. What part of Minnesota are you from?
Bemidji.
Bemidji.
home of Paul Bunyan and Babe the Blue Ox.
Home. I love the accent. Home.
Home.
We're glad you're here. You want to play for $10,000?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Right up there. There's the first block from the Monopoly board and the five properties on it. You put a hotel on each of those five properties, I send you home with $10,000.
All right.
All right. Four blueprints. One has one hotel. One has two. One has three. One has none. You're going to pick two. If you total five, you're a big winner. Which two would you like?
B and C.
B and C it is. We're going to go right in the middle. B, how many hotels do we have with B? We have two.
Woo! All right.
Put it up there. If C has three hotels, you got 10 grand. Come on.
Come
C,
on,
how
baby.
Many hotels?
Oh.
One. All right, no 10 grand, but I'll give you 250 bucks for each one. That's $750.
All Thank right. You. Thank you.
So much.
Thank you.
More winning coming up in just a moment.
For a $100,000 winner, and there's no mystery which section they're coming from. The only person that hasn't been chosen yet. How about Christopher from the cat section? All right. How are you?
How about
right over here. Love that bow tie, Chris.
Hey,
looking good, man. Where are you from?
I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes,
right
sir.
On. I love it. All right.
Yes,
and you got some folks rooting for you back in Atlanta?
Yes, I do. If
Who
you
got?
Believe it, I have five children.
Five children.
Jaslyn, CJ, Travius, Joy, and Christy.
All right, man. You know what?
And Daddy's bringing home the money.
I want you to bring home. Listen, here's what we're going to do. We're going to win you some money for those kids. How's that sound?
Great.
All right, you ready to play?
Yes, sir.
Let's play the block party. Come on, Chris. Chris, you are going to be playing the block party, and you have a chance to win $100,000. All right, now, anything you win gets split 50-50 with the lottery winner sitting in the cat section, so you guys are on board, right? Let's go. Okay. Here is the Monopoly board. There are eight different color property sets. The brown set worth $1,000 all the way around the board to the dark blues, which are worth $20,000. In front of you are 12 cards. Eight of them represent the eight property sets on the board. Find one of those and you bank the amount of money that that set is worth. Three of the cards are strike cards. You want to be careful of those. Those are bad, okay? And there's one special card out there, the block party card. If you can find it, you can select both properties from any one side of the board and bank all of that prize money for that block, okay? If you can find all of those eight property sets, how much money are you going to win?
$100,000.
That's it. And I want you to win. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, my man, let's pick a card. Pick a card. Which one feels good to you?
I'm feeling good. I'm gonna go with five.
Five, all right. Miss Karina, could you please show us what's behind number five? Big money, right out of the gate. How about that? Oh, that's all right, that's okay. It's first strike. First strike doesn't hurt you, okay? The second strike takes half your money, and the third strike ends the game. So pick another number for me.
I'm going to go with one.
Number one. All right, Paige. We don't want to see a strike, anything
no
but
strike.
A strike.
No strikes.
Let's see some money. $3,000. All right. Purple set is off the board. Eight good cards, only two bad ones up there. Let's pick another.
Let's go with six.
Six. Karina. No more strikes. Big money. Flip that card, Karina. Yeah! There you go. All right. All right. You add $5,000 to that bank. Now, you can split that $8,000 with the lottery winners in the cat section, or you can keep playing. What would you like to do?
I'm going to pick
go?
Another card.
Pick another card. Which one feels good to you?
11.
Karina, 11. Flip that over. Show me the block party. How about that? Oh. All right, okay, 10,000. Now, there are six good cards up there, two bad cards up there. So, you can take that 18,000, split it with your section, or you can keep playing. What are you feeling?
We'll pick another card.
I like it. All right, man, I want you to win now. Pick another winner for us. Let's get them dark blue properties.
four. Number four, please. Come on, Karina. How much is that worth? $4,000 more added to the bank, bringing you to $22,000. You have four of the eight property sets. Five good cards up there, two bad ones. Do you want to keep playing or split the money with your section?
I'm going to pick another card.
All right, pick the winner. Pick a winner. Let's
nine.
Have a winner. The nine card. We need some big money. Show me how much that card's worth, Paige. All right. Here we go. That's $6,000 more in the bank. That's $28,000. There's a lot of money out there. However, you are three property sets away from $100,000. The odds still in your favor, but it's getting a little tighter.
I want eight.
Oh, he wants to play on. Okay, I got you. And we want to go with number eight?
Yes.
Number eight, Paige. Anything but a strike. Turn that card over, Paige. Show us how much he's won. You can either take that entire block up and take two property sets off, and then you only have one to find, or you can take the dark blues, which are worth $20,000. Money versus strategy. What do you want to do?
Take the blue.
Take the blue. Let's add $20,000 to the bank. Where's that blue card at? Show us that blue card. All right, my friend, that's a lot of money.
Okay? Yes, it is.
You can take that and split that with your section, or you can keep playing, but let me remind you, there's two good cards, there's two bad cards. The next strike is gonna cost you half that money, so you gotta decide, do you wanna go for the 100? Is going to keep the money. That is going to bring you to $48,000. You are going to split with the cat section. But I want to know, what would you have done? What number would you have picked?
I would have picked seven.
Seven. What's behind number seven, Paige? There you go. Good job. Great job. You're going to play later for $1 million, possibly. And we are going to be right back with more Monopoly Millionaires Club right after this. The big game is up next. Woo! Nice job. We have played five exciting games, and now it is time to see which of our players is going to go for $1 million. All right. We're going to start with our players who won money earlier to see if any of them decided to give up their winnings and the winnings of their audience section for a chance to join the Monopoly Millionaires Club, okay? Starting with Carol from the wheelbarrow section, who won $20,000. Did you decide to go for the million? Carol, right now you are in the running to go for $1 million. However, we have to climb it according to who won what. So, Charisse was our next big money winner. If she decides to go, you are going to take that money, take it back to your section, and split it with the lottery winners in that section, okay? Charisse, $30,000 winner. Did you decide to go for $1 million? So, Judy, you will take that money back to your section and split it with them, okay? All right, next up was Lee from the boots section, winning $41,000. Lee, did you decide to go for $1 million? He decided to go for $1 million. All right.
Charisse, you are going to split $30,000 with the lottery winners in the dog section. Great job. Now, the final decision is going to come down to Christopher from the cat section, our big money winner tonight. $48,000 on the line. If you decide to go, you're going to play for $1 million. If you don't, it's going to be Lee. Christopher, did you decide to go for $1 million? $41,000 for you in the boot section. Chris, join me on the go spot. You are going to play for $1 million. Right here, my man. All right. This is how this works. This is the big game, okay? You have five rolls. If you can pass go in five rolls, you are going to win $200,000. And you will split that with the lottery winner sitting in the cat section. So they're rooting for you, okay? But if you can land on go, exactly on go, you, sir, are going to win $1 million. And if you land on go, that $1 million is yours and yours alone. Audience section, if he lands on go, you guys are going to split the audience jackpot, which is $200,000. So $1 million to you, $200,000 to them. A lot of money out here for the taking, all right? You ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
All right, that thing in the middle of the floor right there is the Monopoly Rock and Roller. I'm going to start it going for you, and them dice are going to roll around. When you are ready to stop the dice, you hit that button one time just like that and advance that many spaces. You got five rolls. I'm rooting for you, all right? Five kids, five rolls. Let's do this, all right? Fire up that rock and roller. All right, big roll. Nice roll. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Electric Company. Okay, my friend, you're gonna win something right here with the Electric Company. What's his prize gonna be? We're gonna pay your electrical bill for an entire year.
Right, you know.
That's a good one right there, right? Okay. You rolled doubles, okay? So that's a free roll. So you still have five rolls. And we've taken a fourth out. You don't want to roll doubles three times in a row because you will land in jail. We will take your money. The game will be over, okay?
Correct.
So let's not think about that. Let's roll another good roll. Okay, fire up that rock and roller. All right, big roll, big roll. Six. Okay, that's good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Tennessee Avenue. How much is that worth? $9,000. All right. All right. You got four rolls to go, but we don't want you to roll another 12 because that is the go to jail spot that ends your game and takes your money. I don't want that to happen, okay?
Yes,
sir. No 12s. All right. Fire up that rock and roll.
No 12s. No 12s. No 12s.
Take the 10. Doubles again. 1, 2, 3, 4. Chance. All right. Four chance cards are going to appear. Each of them have a prize underneath them. Which one would you like?
Three.
Show us what's under the three card. You're going to collect $10,000. How about that? All right. $19,000. And we're going to pay your electrical bill for a year. All right? You still got four rolls. Look, man, $1 million is right over there.
I can see it.
All right, now listen, though. We're eight spaces from jail. We want to roll anything but an eight. Okay, fire up that rock and roller. Come on, big roll right here. Big roll right here. Nine! Come on, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Pacific. Your jackpot, $37,000. And we're gonna pay your electrical bill for a year. Now, you gave up $48,000 to play this game. You roll a 9, and we're done here, and you're a millionaire. How's that sound?
That's what we're gonna do. That's what we're gonna do.
All right. Fire up that rock and roll. Show me a nine. Was that for?
$1 million!
I love you so much. I told you I never doubted you.